that we have, there's some good reasons for it, where whenever there is some kind of conflict, if you point to somebody white and say, well, you know, it's racism, it's white people, that we often have a tendency to, because it's been the case so many times in the past, to go along with that, to believe it, without doing any real investigation. But we have to begin to investigate and give scrutiny to everybody, you know, if it's me, if it's Al Sharpton, if it's Jesse Janice. Jackson, if it's Janice K. Bryan, you know, whoever it is, you don't just accept what people say just because they said it, and you don't be uncritical about what it is they're doing. If someone has done something that is incorrect, then you raise it as being incorrect. You don't say, well, yesterday you did this good, and the day before that you did that good. Yeah, you tell them that they did that good, but if they did something wrong, you raise it. Now, by the same token, there are people who use the good currency that they've developed in the black community to try and pull off coups. There was a lot of good feeling around Utrice by many people in the community because of her abilities, and she has had some great abilities to speak and articulate and make people feel good. However, if she does something wrong, you have to point out that that was wrong, and you need to pay for that wrong that you did. So hopefully this becomes a time when we learn that, you know, don't just run for the first explanation. Sit down and take a look at what's going on and make sure that you understand it. Spoke before a group yesterday. Many of the folks who were part of that organization just accepted right away that, hey, if Utrice is in it, then it must be good. No, that's not true. You take a look at whoever's, you know, take a real holistic look at what's going on. And
Bernard, we were involved in it. You know, listeners aren't involved in it. That you put on the radio and you listen, you don't know all the things that are going. You like one person that you hear on the air. You don't want to believe that they're part of a devious coup.
And you've seen the history. This summer when, you know, when I was getting ready for the wedding and I was shopping and stuff, I don't know if I told you this, David, I was at a restaurant down in the village and I met a man who, you know, how that goes. You'll be sitting down talking to somebody and you find out that they're a regular listener of Pacifica. But he stopped listening and he told me, this is in 2001. No, 2002, this summer. He said, I'm not sure. He said, if Utrice was involved in it, she's always been right on. He said, I just can't believe that she could have been on the wrong side. Now, this is still, people still think that.
Yeah. If you listen to her program and she was good and she had a program, it's tough to understand. Yeah. But who's going to do this story? Because it's a story that has not been told. And the mainstream media ignored one of the most dramatic journalist stories of last year. My God, that board meeting when hundreds turned up, when the final one on that Union Hall on 45th Street, that should have been covered. And I knew the moment I walked in when you could tell by the crowd when Utrice Marjorie Moore walked in, and about 10 people stood up, and I said, "Uh-oh, it's all over," because 98% of the people here have turned out because they understand what the coup is about. It was all over just then. And then even to the end, they stood downstairs and said, we packed the hall.
Yeah.
They were on the air every day saying, show up, and nobody showed up that supported them.
Delusions.
They were on the air every day saying, there's an important board meeting, show up, and everybody showed up, was in favor of ousting them.
Mm-hmm.
It proved that they had the microphones for a year and never developed a constituency, which is an extraordinary, it's tough to have a station for a year and not develop a constituency.
They spent the year talking negatively about us instead of doing programs, and that's where I think they blew it. But I think Matthew Lazar is writing some of this story. He's writing a book.
He's done other
But part of the story, tell him, if you talk to him, part of the story is the media, from the Times to the Nation, not getting it.
Yeah.
Nation was a big heartbreaker for me.
One thing that happens, too, and we talk about this, you know, the truth sort of comes through over the radio. People can hear. Just as simple as that. They can
the morning
just
show became unbearable to listen to. It was a continual attack, and listeners never had a chance to speak.
I loved it.
Yeah, we used to say some people were our greatest organizing tool.
That's
so
right.
We'll keep them on the air.
But I would listen for a few minutes, and then I would get so upset. I can't. I put on music and say I can't digest my food and listen to this anger and this hate and this and really the dismissal of people I cared about. That's what they were doing on air.
Okay, David, thank you very much. We're going to take a few phone calls. If you want to stick around, you can. I know that you don't like people, so.
Who, me? Well, you know, my motto is you fight for the rights of people. It doesn't mean you have to hang out. Bye.
Okay, bye-bye. B.A.I., you're on the air.
Morning, Bernard.
Good morning.
What a horrible experience having my clock go off this morning, my radio alarm clock, and hearing you, Trace. Practically jumped back under the bed.
Sorry about that.
Don't do that to me again.
I'm sorry.
You know, I canceled my subscription to The Nation after having written them several letters about BAI and none of them being published and not even being acknowledged, not even receiving a letter of acknowledgement. I also was disappointed with Fair, who I thought did not cover problems at BAI, and I canceled my subscription to their magazine. A couple of interesting things is that I called Ursula, I called friends at BAI, and within a day I was contacted by a local group in New Jersey, which I joined. I also called the station during every marathon and said I wasn't giving them a dime until you were back, and for the first time in my life I was called an Uncle Tom. I'm not black, Bernard, but I was called an Uncle Tom. That's the kind of racism that was just being spewed out. It was an awful time, and I'm glad that you're talking about it. We need to be reminded. I got to spoke to you once or twice, and I don't think I ever got to tell you that the day that you came back on and I heard Sweet in the Morning, I was sitting in my car in front of the school where I teach, and I almost started crying. Well, I did start crying. I guess a lot of people did. It's good to hear you back. It's good to remember what we went through. And it's good to hear Janice's voice, too.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you. We just wanted to, you know, there was a lot of talk. I told folks that, we're going to talk a little bit about the coup. Do you want to do that? You shouldn't, you know, maybe you shouldn't do that. But I if I was sitting here, I'd be thinking about it, so we might as well.
I'm glad you're doing it.
Some time.
Have a good day.
Okay, thank you. B.A.I., you're on the air.
Yeah, hey, hi, Bernard. Ricky P. from the Good Life Board, formerly from the Good Life Board, when we were struggling to take back the station. And, yes, they were correct in certain aspects. There was some email going on. There was some protesting in front of people's houses. But these were things that had to be done. They didn't, when they came over and took over the station, they showed no mercy. And the thing about what got me was, Eutrice, I liked her show, but as she laid off, or she's responsible for not bringing back, most of the people who were out were black. I couldn't, you know, figure that out. I used to hear her program, and I remember one thing she said, when she said that you had to move on. These things happen, and I had to do it, and you had to move on. Well, she has to move on now. I don't know what she's doing now, but she betrayed herself and taking over that spot.
That's what I'm talking about when I say we need to take a close look at what was going on. All of the people terminated here at WBAI, all of those who were employed that were terminated were black.
Yeah, you know,
you call it a racial issue? Yeah, well, it may be, but you're the one who made it such.
And I was one of the guys. I used to do the email thing. We emailed Andrew Sisko's boss, and people said, well, why are you doing that? Because that's what needs to be done. I mean, that was it. It was a war, actually. And when you're in a war, that's what happens. We didn't start the war. They started the war.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right. few more calls. BAI, you're on the air.
Hi. I just want to say that, you know, I think what someone said over the air was quite true. Like, I've been listening to Treats for years, and I, you know, really loved and admired her for, you know, what she'd done over the air. And I don't know, I feel like I should give you an apology for not supporting the boycott. I mean, when this first occurred, I felt really pissed off, and I pledged in October, and I honestly felt like, you know, well, hell, I want my money back, because that's not the radio station I pledged for. But after a while, you know, I kind of felt that, you know, by not supporting BAI during that time, you know, and if it should go, you know, what would be left with, you know, and...
But see, the thing is that it had gone.
Yeah, but, you know what, it's like the whole year was so... It's like, imagine two people you love and admire fighting. That's exactly the way it felt for me. You know, because I love, you know, you guys. I love Grandpa. And I love G-Trees, you know. And seeing them fight, and I'm like, and also with this vow of silence.
But
that you cannot talk about radio station business. And it was always like such a frustrating thing for me, because I want to support the station. But when something occurs that's so tragic to the station, nobody could talk about it.
But you know,
and that was a, you know, and I feel like, you know, I feel like I betrayed you guys by supporting the station. But in a way, it's like, you know, it's like I love all these, you know, different people that are fighting amongst each other. And I just wish that, you know, I mean, you really need to do a documentary on what happened, because. This, I'm sure I'm not the only listener who, you know, I didn't know about WBIX until after the coup. You know what I mean? So all I was hearing from one side, and, you know, deep in our gut, we knew there was another side of the story. I knew there wasn't the whole picture, because there was such secrecy.
But you know what? It wasn't just between amongst people and us having a spat here.
Mm-hmm.
This is Janice now. During that, especially when it first happened, and this is the part that I think that that we're going to have to deal with, is not having addressed things earlier than we did, because this stuff had been going on across the country.
Mm.
And I think I sort of, inside, I was sort of smug, saying to myself, oh, that's those crazies out in California. This kind of thing doesn't happen here. So we're above this at BAI. We don't have to deal with this. And
mm-hmm.
we were wrong.
Sorry, when that thing happened mm-hmm. in California, I was saying to myself, ha, let them try that shit in New York. I'm sorry. Let's try that stuff in New York. And what happened? Boom,
hey.
It blew up in our face.
Yep,
and I was,
absolutely.
I felt so like dumbfounded, because what do I do? You know, do I not support the station and threaten it even further, or do I support it? And I mean, you know what? The first pledge I made during the coup, as I remember, I forgot it was a night evening program. The person said that, okay, you pledge the station, he'll match the fund with with a lawyer group to try to bring, you know, the old people back. Because I was so afraid of, like, losing people that, you know, that I liked. Because all of a sudden, this person was off the air. Then that person was off the air. And then when Grandpa was threatened, and then Amy, and I was, like, saying to myself, oh, my God, Amy's going to get booted. I mean, every time after her radio broadcast, she goes, you know, from the station of, you know, the band and the fire, and the mm-hmm. station of our listeners, I was like, oh, my God, she's going to get booted. You know, and then after a few months, boom, she's gone. And I was like, oh, Jesus Christ, you know. You know, and plus I didn't have a computer at the time. So I was like, you know, I didn't know anything. All I knew is, you know, deep in my heart, I felt like, you know, why was it my station went doing fundraiser? But when I want to talk about my station, you can't hear anything.
What did she,
you know,
what
and,
was
and
the
he,
term she used to use? You might pledge. No, something about... You could pledge, but you know, you didn't have to, it wasn't any of your business, or something about how much money was raised, which to me, that's part of the drive, is people need to know how much money is raised. That makes it fun. You know, that's part of the excitement of it.
I mean, you know,
she
and, you
didn't
know,
understand that.
And the thing is, like, to me, like, BAI is such a lifeline to information, because, I mean, this is, like, such an education for me, and it's, like, the one rope that you're holding on to. And, you know, you don't want to believe that the person on the other end is gonna have, you know, your interests at heart. So, you know, I mean, the one thing that kind of convinced me to continue supporting was something that Michio Kaku said. I mean, you know, you gotta have a station to, you know, to, you know, you gotta support the station to, and it has something, you know, for you guys to come back to. Or, I mean, I think I'm not wording it exactly correctly, but,
mm-hmm.
I mean, I all I can say is I agree with that person who was calling from Jersey. I mean, I was driving a cab, and I heard Sweet in the Morning, and I almost came to tears myself.
Okay.
You know, I mean, I'm just glad you guys are back, and I'm glad that, you know, the airs are more open and more calm, and, I mean, I really wish that you would do a more in-depth, you know, study on happened. Because, I mean, it's so easy to criticize them, but when it's a friend in your face, you know, I mean, I'm just glad to hear you guys are back, and I'm supporting you guys even more than I did before. I'm sure, I mean, not, you know, caught the airway.
Okay.
All right, thanks again.
Thank you. BAI, you're on the air.
Yes, Bernard. Hi. I know this is, you know, close to sacrilege to say this, but I have for the life of me and for the years since you've, you know, been back, which I fought on the street, you know, not fought, but was out on the streets for at every occasion. I, for the life of me, cannot understand. And again, I know it's sacrilege. Why David Rothenberg is still at the station? David Rothenberg actively raised money until the very week. Actually, it was days before it was announced that the coup was over. David quit. I wish you would explain to the listeners. Thanks.
Well, thanks for your call. I can't explain what David's motivation was. I guess he'll have to explain that himself. I know that he was became actively in support of what was going on once he realized what had in fact gone on. I know I tried to give people my perspective of what was taking place even before it happened. I remember Janice K. Fry coming to my office one day and demanding that you go down the hallway and you talk to so-and-so right away. You know, this is ridiculous.
Yeah.
You know, I said, Janice, listen, I've done that already. I've been in conversation, and this is their position. I don't care what you say. You go down there.
You being the bigger person.
I was the bigger person, and I went down there and made a fool of myself again.
Yeah, well.
BAI, you're on the air.
Hi, Bernard.
Hi.
I'd like to make a comment, and that is that I thank you for saying, for pointing out what complex individuals we are, that often if we like someone, we tend to accept everything about them, and conversely, if you don't, you reject everything.
Right.
It's too simplistic, and it does not acknowledge a person's rational basis where no matter who you are, I like you. But I may disagree with you, and I think that putting the responsibility back on the person to discern, realizing that people are complex, that you are both right and wrong simultaneously, and not to be dismissed because, you know, to put you into one category or another. And you have to investigate everything. You have to discern. You have to have a critical eye. And all that. I think the best show that anybody could put on would be to teach people how to read a newspaper. And I thank you for the comment.
Well, thank you very much. Okay, we'll take a few more. PAI, you're on the air. Hello?
Yeah, good morning.
Yes.
Yeah, Bernard?
Yes.
You know, I like you as a brother. But what you guys have been doing to you, Chief, is just pitiful. It is just pitiful.
Okay, first of all...
Wait, hold on.
Before you go on, let's set out some parameters for this discussion, okay? First of all, you say what you have to say, and then allow me to say what I have to say.
I didn't even open my mouth yet.
All right, go. See, but hold on. Okay, let's... Can we conduct it this way? Hello?
Yeah, go ahead.
Can we conduct it where you say what you have to say, and then I say what I have to say, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Well, let me say this. I was at a station.
Yeah.
Not because I cared about, I respected you, Trees.
You were at the station when?
During this so-called coup.
Okay.
And that's one of the biggest lies. Because there are many of us out here that listen, and you've always said, pay close attention.
Mm-hmm.
And my brother, you fooled a lot of people. But you have fooled, there are many of us out here that saw exactly what's going on.
And fooled okay? you in what way?
Because what the whole thing is about control of that station. And what they were afraid of is having somebody that they don't control, control that station.
They
the case is no different than Malcolm X, Farrakhan, or any one of them.
They
that's,
who?
Wait, just a moment. Just, the powers that be, whoever they are.
Well, that's very important
powers
to determine.
You see?
It's very important
because,
to determine who the powers that be are.
Hold on, my brother.
Who are they?
Well, my brother, they're there with you. They're your friends.
Okay.
Because that assault on our sister. I remember Gary did a piece, white paper, and you kept talking about the trips and trips. And he asked you if you're accusing her of malfeasance. Then you start backing up. You said, well, a trip. Now, we don't know nothing about this. But the constant discrediting and demonizing of her, I've said to myself, never again will I allow any old racist to get up and say what they want to say about my brother or my sister, and I join with them on it. And it's exactly what y'all have done to you, Trees. And I see, it's very clear, because the reason why I was at a station, you imagine you're threatening somebody's life? That's the kind of democracy you're talking about? I was there to protect her, because I wasn't going to allow anybody to hurt her. And I've heard the calls that came in, my brother. I've seen the things that they've done. Those people you call your friends, and the so-called liberals. And, you know, I really don't want to call you, but I just had to, man. All right?
Well, I'm glad you did.
Take care.
Don't run. you know, what you were not in the station before the coup. You only came into the station after the coup. And the reason why you came into the station after the coup was to support the coup. That's why you were here. We who were here before, we who were long-term listeners to WBAI, recognize that there was a qualitative change in the kind of programming that came out of BAI. Now, if you're saying that you support that kind of programming, that kind of program shift under the leadership of the new station manager, then that is your right. You have a right to do that. We also have a right. It's impossible to talk about this history without mentioning some of the names of the main protagonists in the formulation of this history. So that name comes up. Eutrice's name does come up. She's not alone. She was working in collaboration with some others. But, you know, we may have a different view of the history. Mine is, my view comes from my participation in this radio station for over 20 years. Taking a look at what's happening in media. My also understanding of what takes place in coups. It wasn't a so-called coup. It was a coup in which certain individuals were eliminated, a new regime was put into place, and they began to govern here at the radio station. But you are entitled to your view.
Let me ask one question. This list of banned and fired, do we not have... wherever you work, there work rules that you abide by.
Yes.
Now, you have a union there, do you not?
Yeah, there was a union.
Now, let me ask you. If you were unjustly fired, isn't there a procedure that you go through?
I'm not a member of the union. Now, let me tell you about the unjustly fired. There was a relationship that the union had with the workers here at the radio station and with Pacifica. And it was clearly stated that in order to remove a station manager, that it could only be done in consultation with the local advisory board and the staff. That was not done. In addition to that, Sharan Harper, who was a union member, was terminated in defiance of the union regulations. In addition to that, there was the management here, Eutrice Lee, refused to talk to the union after the takeover.
Okay, this is Janice, and I know you were speaking to Bernard, but I take a lot of these things personally because I'm a black woman too. And I had to face a lot of black women during the year that Utrice was out. And a lot of them were asking me what happened. Some were angry with me because I took the position I did. Some of them expressed the same sentiments you're expressing now. And I just want to deal with one thing about all of this, and it's what you just said about the union. Utrice was a colleague, a co-worker, and a friend. But she was also a shop steward here. Now, as far as I know, a shop steward represents workers. Isn't that correct?
Yes.
Okay. The first act that took place here was she fired someone without cause, which was Sharan Harper. I'm not talking about Bernard. I'm talking about Sharan Harper, someone that she worked with for years. That's the first thing she did.
Without any cause. She just got up and fired somebody.
Correct.
See, this is the thing.
I'm just asking. I'm just
yes,
asking.
And I'm telling you, the question you're asking me now is the question that people look at me and say, oh, that couldn't happen. She wouldn't have just done that for no reason. Had to be some reason. There had to be something. If you heard a reason, I heard one, and neither of us have heard anything yet. She never said why, because there was no reason.
Well, she has a recourse, did she not?
What do you mean she had requests?
But see, now you're
playing. Wait a minute. Now you're shifting.
Now you're playing with the issue.
No, I'm not playing with anything.
It wasn't. No, we were talking
to deal with that. I was talking about a black woman's position in this particular thing, what one black woman did to another, since that's what you were talking about. That's what I was dealing with.
You see, when you look at the history of black people in America, particularly those who stand without fear, speak for black people. That's totally unacceptable.
What's totally unacceptable?
Minister Farrakhan, for example. I used to hate that man with a passion. You know why? Because of the lie that they told about that man. When I started listening to him, I said, never again will I allow any old racist to come up and jump, attack any of them that come in front of us. Sharpton, the same thing.
How does that apply to what we just said?
Very simple. You see, my sister, she began to capture the hearts and mind of many black people. You see?
So that's why she fired Sharan?
No. what their thought is all about, you see? I saw that.
No.
Okay. Well, I tell you what.
Anyway,
I want to thank
you. Well, this is like my brother. Peace.
I want to thank you.
Take care of yourself.
You too. I want to thank you for calling, because I think your confusion is representative of the confusion of many people. I understand that it's painful to look at this in a scientific way and try and really understand it, because it hurts to believe or to find out that you have been betrayed, and so many people just don't wanna face up to the fact that they were betrayed. That as the song said earlier, smiling faces sometimes. They don't tell the truth. We'll take one last phone call. BAI, you're on the air.
Assalamu alaikum, Bernard.
Hey there. Assalamu alaikum.
How are you doing? This is Abdul Malik from Brooklyn.
How are you, sir?
All right. Long time listener. As a matter of fact, I first started listening to BAI due to Laughing Cavalier. Yes, I love opera.
Way back then, huh?
That's right. And this last call, I don't know where he came from. I used to volunteer, because, matter of fact, I used to love going to the movies on 42nd Street, and I would stop off get off the train at 34th Street and walk down to 505.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a beautiful family vibe at BAI back in those days. It was a lot of love. I used to stay overnight sometimes. Mm-hmm. And then, all of a sudden, the fascists came in there, led by Miss Göring herself, with her arrogant self. Yeah, she's a very nasty individual, because I had met her on the streets of Brooklyn quite a few times and tried to approach her. So about her being a poor, innocent black woman, get off it. She was a very manipulative and backstabbing person.
Wow.
And like I said, though,
I still don't take any delight in talking about
I know her personally. I'm from the slave theater. And like I said, good men's the good, bad trash. And also, And another name.
I don't agree with that statement.
Clayton Riley, another scumbag.
Now I can't let you.
Okay, that's enough for now.
Okay.
Like I said, though, I'm happy to see my sister Janet back. God bless you, Janet.
Thank you.
Because, you know, you held down the station with David on Saturday, and it was Radio Free BAI.
Okay.
It was like being behind enemy lines broadcast.
Yeah.
Okay.
And when I heard all my brothers and sisters being fired, I definitely held back my contribution. So like I said, though, for those who don't know BAI, why don't you just sit back and learn the story before you talk about the story?
Hey.
All right. Thank you very much.
Like I said, though, let's pray for the soul of our brother Sonny Carson. And y'all stay strong and have a happy holiday.
Okay.
Thank you.
Don't be changing the locks during the night. And God bless.
All right. Okay. Thank
alaikum.
You. Alaikum salam. We're going to talk about Sonny Carson in a few minutes. Sonny Carson, who died this past Friday. And we'll hear a little bit about him a little later on. But we have been joined in the studio by Amy Goodman.
Good morning, Bernard. Good morning, Janice. Haven't seen you in these studios in a long time. Good morning, everyone. December 22nd. It was a little surprising to turn on the radio to hear this morning, but it's really great to see you here. And then I was remembering, I guess it was the date.
Yeah. It was, thought a while about doing something on the date, but it's impossible to go past this date and not remember just where we've been. So we had to have some discussion about it and hear some of the words that were expressed at that time.
Well, it is also wonderful to be able to be here to say, where's that little piece of cake there? Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Do you remember? Happy birthday, dear Bernard. Happy birthday to you.
For the first time in all these many years.
Can I have that
backslide? She putting a Q-tip in there instead of...
How old are you, dear Bernard? How old are you now? How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. And how have you been?
I was thinking about your past birthdays past.
Yeah, this was really nice. We had several cakes.
Wait, I missed the party?
Yeah.
You didn't invite me.
They were all surprises.
Oh, yeah. That was last week?
Yes.
No, good for you.